Hey, Sal, this is the Second Date Update brought to you by 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm. If you get a second date, we'll hook you up with $100. Who's on the line this morning?
Hey, this is Chanel.
Okay, Chanel, how can we help you?
Hey, so I'm calling trying to find my man Jay because he done kicked me out of the house and I have not been able to talk to him and get in contact with him. And I'm freaking out. Like, I don't know what is going on and why he's taking this so seriously.
Okay. Well, that's terrible. How long have you been out the house?
For like a week.
Oh, Lord have mercy. So you gave him, I guess, a week to chill out, or have you been trying to get back in?
I've been trying to get in contact with him to get back in.
Did he take your key or something? How can you not get in your own house?
Yes, he took my key.
Wow. Can I ask you what you did?
I didn't do anything. Like, I have no idea because I don't do anything wrong to him that would make him this upset at me.
Oh, Lordy. What's his name, Chanel?
Jay.
All right, Jot. We should get Jay on the phone.
I totally agree. Chanel, listen. What we're going to do is going to make an attempt to get him on the phone. You don't say anything. Matter of fact, put your phone on mute. And we'll cue you in when it's time to come in. And also, if we get you the second date, we'll hook you up with $100, okay?
Okay.
All right.
All right, boo. Hold the line and put your phone on mute until we ask you to come in. What y'all think going on? If she getting kicked out the house and she calling up to the radio station.
Man, you know, man, these women be around here doing so much stuff. He probably went in them DMs. And even if you respond to somebody's DM, that's cheating.
Still guilty.
Yeah.
Man, to kick somebody out the house, she better have done something for real, for real.
You better not be responding to no DMs in my house.
Hello?
Hey, good morning. I'll speak with Jay, please.
Yeah, this is Jay speaking. Who calling?
What's up, Jay? This is Streets Morning Takeover right here on Streets 94.5. Young Jock and Mo Quick. And shout it, man. We got a segment on the show, Jay. Called Second Date Update. And we just needed to talk to you, man, because we're trying to help you out with something.
I know all about the show. Okay, so what you need to talk to me about? What's going on? What's going on, Jock? So
how's your home life?
Oh, my home life is perfect now.
Do you want to expand on that?
Yeah, but I had a nice lady that I was dealing with. And then... honestly, guys, I just believe that my girl is, you know, stepping out with her boss.
Her boss?
Whoa. Wow.
Okay, so why do you think your girlfriend is sleeping with her boss?
Man, I'm leaving out the house and her boss dropping her off, and it's like, and they very comfortable.
Dropping off at y'all house?
At my house.
So why is Chanel getting dropped off by her boss?
Same question I want to know.
Wait.
You don't know?
See, y'all haven't talked about it, or?
Where
every time I bring it up, and she tried to curve me, so I'm tired of being curved on the situation, so I curved her. It's like she worked at a little strip club or something like that, but then she goes to the after-hour spot.
What's she doing at the after-hour spot? She going to work, or she should be coming home? Because if she ain't going to work, she needs to be bringing her ass home.
I agree, but I say the same thing. But for her to have him drop her off up in my driveway... And then sit there and wait. Nah, man. That's disrespectful.
Okay, how about this? We're going to get Chanel on the line, Jay, because I feel where you're coming from, and we need her to respond back to some questions, okay? We didn't tell you this, but Chanel is on the line. Chanel.
Jay, are you serious? You got me in the dang old hallway at my job trying to figure out what's going on with you, and you over here running around thinking that's what I'm doing?
I told you what was wrong with me. I don't got you in the hallway. You got yourself in the hallway. If it looked like a duck, if it walked like a duck, if it talked like a duck, it's not a chicken.
For the last time, I am not sleeping with this man, okay? If we need to figure out something for my ride situation home, then me and you need to figure that out.
Oh, so now I need to figure it out. Okay. Well, here's the thing. Can you explain the Uber money that I've been sending to you via Cash App then, and you having your boss drop you off at my house?
He lives in the area.
Well, how come one of the girls can't drop you off then?
It's just more convenient. I mean, I don't ever even think anything about it.
I get it. It's more convenient to have your boss drop you off than to have one of your homies or your coworkers drop you off. Okay, I get
okay,
it.
Okay, but well, sometimes they be trying to go out. They be trying to stay out later and keep going different places. And I don't be trying to do that all the time.
I mean, I don't know what's going on with you guys. Jay, you think Chanel's sleeping with her boss. Chanel swears she's not. Why can't you just let her back in the house?
I'm really just over it. There's no trust there. I can't put myself in that situation.
You are really willing to let go of everything that we have built, and you're not even trying to work this out with me. Like, I cannot keep doing this. Like, I really need you to be up front with me and let me know if you want to even keep trying this, or you really done over nothing.
You're not coming back in the house. I didn't take your keys. I changed the locks.
Ooh.
So therefore, what's left?
Wow.
So that's it,
you
huh?
Truly believe that she cheating on you, Jay, don't you?
I really do.
Oh, Jay, you are not even trying to work
say
it
out. Say less.
Okay, Chanel, so is there anything, I mean, that you want to say to Jay? Because he is really not believing the situation.
I'm done. Really, Jay? Look, I'm finished. I can't keep doing this with you. You have low self-esteem. Like, I told you, I have not been with my boss. Like, I've really been holding you down. I've been here for you all these years, and this is how you want to end things, and you don't even want to be mature about a situation, so no. I'm sorry, y'all, that y'all had to start y'all day like this, but I appreciate it.
And we apologize that we can't get y'all back together on the right track.
But what make you think you can bring the boss by the house?
It is somebody dropping me off.
All right, A-Town, I guess they won't be getting this $100 on behalf of 1-800-Edge of the Bethune Law Firm. And bigger than that, how about this right here, man? Y'all need to call us up. Let's talk about it. 443-520-945. Keep it where you got it. We're number one in the streets. The Streets 94.5.